Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Reedy's Mail.
Brent Reed, hello and welcome.
Hello, peeps. How are you?
Peeps. Very, very well.
Hey, Reedy.
Oh, I am. How are you?
I'm well. You miss me?
I see you stole the sideline gig for grand final from me. Got under my guard, snuck in there.
Just been doing my best to white ant you.
Don't tell Dobbo, it'd be filthy.
Oh, no, we already had that out last week.
Dobbo said, don't get too comfortable, that's my gig.
Oh. But he did endorse M. He did.
Really? I believe that.
He endorsed her.
I can see Dobbo tomorrow night watching the grand final listening to the grand final through gritted teeth as Emma carves it up on the sideline.
Yeah. It's good to listen through your teeth rather than your ears all the time. What about Kyle Flanagan? What do you have for us?
Yeah, look, there's a bit of mail obviously around that was going to get done on Friday with Canterbury. The latest here was probably get done on Monday or Tuesday with Canterbury. So, look, next week's a big week, obviously. November 1 comes and the silly season begins. I did a bit of mathematics yesterday, and I think there's about $35 to $40 million worth of players who are actually up for grabs because, you know, obviously on November 1, the end of the last year of their contracts, and once that happens, they can table formal offers. But obviously Kyle won't get that far. I think Kyle will get done at Canterbury, I think around Monday or Tuesday, and obviously the Roosters will move on and they'll sort some things out and do their own things. I've obviously got to do James Tedesco, so I reckon the next month or so it's going to be a bit of mayhem, a bit of madness.
Who were some of the bigger names on that list?
Well, the big one's James Tedesco. He's an obvious one. You know, I expect he'll get done at the Roosters. They're talking a three-year extension worth about $3.3 million. I think his cams come in with a bit of a higher number than that, but I don't expect the Roosters will extend beyond that because that's not Nick Politis' way. If Teddy's cam want to push it, I think, you know, don't be surprised, Nick, and the Roosters walk away as good a player as he is because they don't like being held to ransom. So I'd expect that to get done because Teddy wants to stay and the Roosters want to keep him. So that's the biggest one. I think 3 years, about $3.3 million. But there's a host of players on there. I mean, the Broncos in particular have got about five or six guys who are all November 1 guys. I mean, guys like Anthony Milford, Jack Bird, obviously. I still think Jack's a chance to go into the Dragons. But Milford's a really interesting one. It's an interesting time for the Broncos, but he's coming off a really difficult few years, Anthony Milford. I think the Broncos are going to take their time. I don't think they're any rush to re-sign him, so he'll be available if someone wants to come in and make a play for him.
All right. Now, what about the Storm and their motto? What's this about?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of interesting things about the Storm coming into this grand final. One is April 22 this year was the 10-year anniversary of the salary cap scandal. And the players were away then, or if you remember, it was in COVID lockdown. The Storm got all their players together and basically via Zoom they played a video of that period and the 2 years afterwards, because Craig takes great pride in the 2010-2011 teams because of the way they played through that period. 2010, they were playing for no points. 2011, they basically were pulling guys from anywhere. Jamin Lowe had retired. Adam Woolmer was backpacking around Europe. So they showed the current guys those two teams, and they said, now, this is the grit and resilience on which this club is built. The second thing was, during that period, Craig was watching a movie. It was the Clint Eastwood movie, Heartbreak Ridge, mm-hmm. one of his great movies. And there's a scene in that where Clint basically addresses the guys and he says, you know, you need to overcome, you need to adapt. And that became the Storm's motto this year, overcome and adapt. So Clint Eastwood, if they win tomorrow night, can take a little bit of credit for the victory.
Well, that said, what Clint was quoting is the US Marines mantra, you improvise, you overcome, you adapt.
It.
So it's
yes.
Not just Clint's work there.
I'm not sure Craig Bellamy was aware of that. the first he'd heard of it was when Clint came up with it.
Well, he was also the first person to say, make my day, but that's okay.
Any Warriors news for me, Reedy?
Oh, not today, Brownie. You got some for me?
I normally look forward to coming Saturday, so I know it's happening at the club I'm going to.
I was talking to your great mate yesterday, Peter O'Sullivan. He's been in lockdown. He was wondering why you weren't over there in lockdown with him. He was filthy.
Yeah, my lockdown's coming.
Oh, okay. When are you heading over?
Waiting for my permit to come through, mate. Once it comes through, I'll be on the road.
Okay, well, if you're still at Triple A, well, if you're working tomorrow, I'll come up with some mail for you.
I'm on tomorrow, so see if you can come up with something for me, all right?
I'll just make something up, Reedy.
Just get me excited.
Well, why stop now, Brownie? You've been doing it all year.
Reedy, if you come up with some good mail, maybe you'll get an invite to the Saturday Scrums long lunch to end the season. What do you think?
First I've heard of that.
Yeah, you weren't invited, but you might get a start. I'll consider it.
A few people won't be happy to catch up the bag now. Because you know what I'm like, Em? I'll just turn up. Was it a free lunch or we got to pay?
Oh, honestly. Journalists, hey? Journalists.
How's that relevant?
Yeah. Reedy, it's free for you tomorrow, i.e. we don't pay you. You'll be joining us, I think, at 5 o'clock at ANZ Stadium. Yes. Just quickly, a day out, you got a tip for tomorrow evening?
Well, everyone I've spoken to is tipping Melbourne, which has me concerned because when everyone's tipping them, they're that short of favourite. I suspect an upset may be in order, but I think Melbourne.
All right, Reedy, lovely to talk to you. We'll catch up with you in the flesh tomorrow.
Good as gold, boss.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.